You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
That these people that we spoke about, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom and demanded to be able to bring the sacrifice of Pesach. Rabbeinu Chaim HaKadosh, Rabbeinu Chaim ben Atar, Zechuto Maran Aleinu, Harav says, it says, Vehi Anashim. What does Vehi Anashim means? Anashim is single or plural? Plural. Vehi is single or plural? Single. So you should say, Vehiu Anashim. You say, Vehi Anashim. Rabbeinu Chaim HaKadosh says, how come there's such a diktuk, such a grammar? You should say, Vehiu Anashim, or Vehi Ish. They're both same. Same term. So Rav says, obviously, we see these people, even though that they were exempt, they came. And actually, this chapter should have been designated by Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom. But because they want it so bad, like for example, let's say somebody is not feeling well, Chas v'Shalom, not for anyone, he has a very bad cold. But the sukkah, the Chag Sukkah comes. Is he obligated to sit in the sukkah? No, because he is exempt. He doesn't need to to sit in the sukkah. But can he be exempted from making sukkah? So now here we see a very powerful message that these people, as we explained, they were occupied with the mitzvah. Like one idea is they carried the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik, and the other idea is that Mishael and Elzafan, they took Nadav and Avihu out. Okay, you're doing mitzvah. So what's the problem? So no. Vehi Anashim. With such a special, unique people said, no, we want it. So here you see how people think. Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom said, wait. Imdu veshme'a ma yitzav Hashem lachem. He was so sure because they had such a great merit that they'll be answered. And here this chapter is bizchut, these people that they didn't give up. So no, we want it. Okay, we were exempt, we want to do it. So today we're celebrating this Chag, no tachanunim. You know what it is? In the merit of people that didn't give up. There's a beautiful point here that is, this halakha has been designated for people in general, that they're not pure. Or, what's the other excuse? That they can use this day?
They're too far.
Chazak Baruch, beautiful. So here he says that this halakha is ledorotechem. If they had contact with temen la nefesh, somebody that passed away, or bederech lechora. So here we learn a very beautiful musar haskel. Derech lechora, you can learn it in two different ways. Somebody's rachok, that means he's distanced, right? Or let's say we practice every morning a chapter that a father, when he was commanded to bring his son as a sacrifice, he says, Vayar et hamakom merachok. What did he see? What is makom? Makom. Saying in Haggadah we learn that the term that is used for Ribono Shel Olam is makom, right? He's the makom. What does that makom mean? Not that Hashem exists in this world. The world exists in Him. That's the part of Hashem. So now here we practice every day that how could Abraham and Aleph Shalom even think of doing such a thing? But he realized merachok. What does merachok mean? Even though that he cannot understand it, he cannot cope to it. But he knew that something good is coming out of it. So here we see the practice that we had last month about Yitzhak Mitzrayim. The purpose was what? What did we do? What were we trying to accomplish? What?
Emunah.
So now here is the second chance of the Emunah. That means Pesach Sheni actually is a
affirmation.
Is a rerun. The real for Emunah. So here we learn that if somebody is a rahok, what does rahok mean? He says, you know what? Chas v'shalom. I'm tired. He's not working work. All this tefillot. What's the use? I'm doing it for years and years and years and years. And then in the end, what do you do? What do you do? Taslim. Yarim yad. I say, forget it. It's a waste of time. Bichodi. I'm not going to do it anymore. Here it says, the whole purpose of Pesach Sheni is that you don't forget. It's a reminder. That even though that you feel you rachok, chas v'shalom, don't lose hope. You know, we have a practice in our Mizmorei, the chapters of Tehillim that we read in the morning. We mention Hamchase Ha'avim, no, Hamchase Shamayim Ba'avim. Remember this Mizmor? No, you remember the Pasuk? Hamchase Shamayim Ba'avim. I know, but what's the pasuk mean? Remember what Mizmor it is? Pasuk, what pasuk? Eight. Pasuk eight. Right. What does it say?
Once in a month.
You were right. What is pasuk saying? Hamchase shamayim be'avim. Why Hashem covers the sky with the clouds? What's the purpose? It says right after. No. Read the pasuk. What's the pasuk says? Hamchase shamayim ba'avim. And then what is this after it? Look, the Mizmor 147, pasuk 8. Hamechin la'aretz matar, hamasmi aharim chatzir. So now, listen carefully. So here you go out. You see that the sky blackened, shahor siyah. So what's your impression of the sky? Huh?
It's dark. It's getting dark.
So what do you think of the sky?
Flying.
Huh?
Flying.
I know, but it's a good impression. It's a sad impression.
Sad.
Terrible.
Gloomy.
Terrible. You go out there, ay ay ay, look at this. Everything became shahor, black. Here the Mizmor is telling us, don't forget, even though in your life you see everything blackened, it's yah, it's shachor, just wait. The Gishmei Beracha is going to come. Chas v'shalom, don't let your eyes trick you. That's what you might imagine that whatever, that Chas v'shalom, It seems terrible. That's it. What is it to do? What can I do? Here, we remind ourselves, even though you see Hamchase Shamayim Ba'avim, the purpose of Bono Shalom is Malar Hamim. He is trying Hamechin La'aretz Mata. And that's what exactly today is all about. Even though you feel you rachok, you know, Hashem Chas v'Shalom, he doesn't listen to me. He doesn't care about me. Shachat, chasne shalom, this. Chas v'shalom. This is the message that, God forbid, don't lose hope. Here you see, these people came, and he went through. It came about. And that's what we have to energize ourselves. And chas v'shalom, never, even enter minute doubt of chas v'shalom, is not going to happen. Hashem yizakenu b'yeshuot, b'sarot tovot. יזרות טובות לכל עם ישראל וזאת השם. הרבה שמחות בקרוב. אמן.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.